talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, July the 2nd, 2021. 2 days away from Independence Day. How about that? 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio today by... I just totally blanked on your last name again. Chase. Abby Chase. Yes. I remembered the last one. It'll change again.
First name.
I do remember your first name. I feel bad about that, though. You know, but it's with all women. Because when their names change, you know, you're so used to... The first name you know them by, and the first name I knew you by, mm-hmm. was Croman. So that will forever be in my brain.
Right.
Fair enough. There's nothing against
I get
anything.
It. Yeah, I get it.
Ay, ay, ay. So, 4th of July, what are you doing this weekend?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. We're trying to figure it out. Our neighborhood has a little 4th of July party on Sunday, so we'll probably do something with that. I don't know. Whatever the kids want to do. My kids are super excited about watching fireworks tomorrow night, so we'll figure that out.
Well, I have the big 4th of July gathering, and it keeps getting bigger.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. And we all have fun, and then we all take the group picture because you must do that.
Right.
Yeah. And it should be fun.
Right. Picture or it didn't happen.
Is that right?
Picture or it didn't happen, yeah.
Do you take pictures of your little events?
No. I mean, well, it just depends sometimes. I'm always taking pictures of my kids. So if there's kids there and things like that, I'm always taking pictures.
So are you going to the big fireworks celebration? Anywhere on the 3rd. They all seem to be on the 3rd this year.
They do. And I suppose, I don't know that we'll go into the fair to watch them. We may kind of find a place outside of the fair to watch them.
But, so you're going
to
do the Marian?
Probably. I don't think we've... It's not... That's usually what we do, but usually I have animals at the fair, so I don't know.
See, now, I have two options, because mm-hmm. there are two places that have asked me to come to their fireworks show.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're popular.
Well, I am, and I don't know which one to go to yet, but it should be fun.
I feel like you should stay local, right?
Do you think?
I mean...
I've seen maybe. The local ones.
True.
I haven't seen these other two places. So my guess is tomorrow night I will not be here.
Oh, well, that's fun, too. It's always fun to get away.
But I might be on the radio. I'm still 50-50 on should I broadcast it or not. So it very well could happen.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. You going to tune in?
Sure. Tell me when.
See, that's a lie. I know you won't tune in because you don't even tune in to the Friday night show.
You're right, I usually don't, but I'm usually doing something. Very rarely am I just, like, at home or somewhere I can just turn the radio on and listen.
But I don't need, like, your complete attention. It's like one of those things where you can put an earpiece in or just have it going in the background.
I'm not fancy like that. I don't have earpiece. Like
you don't have an earbud?
No, I don't have earbuds.
You don't have a headphone?
No.
You don't have a what's that thing? A Google Dot.
I do, but I'm not always at home. Like, I can listen from my phone if I'm somewhere where I can hear it.
Do cars have radios?
Doesn't mean I'm in a car.
You're not home. You're not in a car. Where are you?
Outside somewhere. I don't know. Like, we all
there's a thing called the TuneIn app that's absolutely free.
Right. I have that on my phone. That's what I said. If I have my phone and I can listen, then I do. I have before.
Where are you on a Friday night where you have no phone, no car, and, I mean, are you, like, in a cave?
I didn't say I don't have my phone. Of course, I have my phone. It's just if I can hear it or not, depending on what I'm doing. Like, you know, sometimes I'm at ball games or events. I mean, I do a lot of things, too.
At between 8 and 10 on a Friday night.
Sometimes.
It must be deafening. Holy moly. How you doing? Thank you. Oh, thank you. How's your day?
Great.
Good. Have fun. On lunch.
That was awfully nice.
Isn't that awfully nice?
It is.
Again, everybody loves me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those mm-hmm. things. Are you getting buzzes?
I didn't realize that was on. It was work.
No. Oh, it was work. Mm-hmm. Are things in trouble over there?
Oh, no. Everything's fine.
Now, here we are, mm-hmm. Friday, before Independence Day. What does it mean to you? What did this day mean to you as a child?
Well, as a child, I always spent it at the fair. We were, you know, because I was showing animals a lot of times. If we didn't have a show, we were watching a show. We were very active in the Marion County Fair. So I was always there. We spent it there. So it was always fun to hang out with our friends. A lot of times we would have like a cookout while we were there and hang out. I love the 4th of July holiday. We like fireworks. My youngest and my older kids are, of course they like them, but my youngest son is so excited to watch fireworks. So I'm happy to watch them with him. I don't know what it meant to me.
Did you ever pay attention or learn anything about the Declaration of Independence or Ben Franklin or George Washington or the Revolutionary War or any of that?
I mean, I suppose I did learn a little about it. Is that what I mean, of course we did the whole, you know, of course we tried to, you know, whatever, pay attention to the fact that we're all free because of, you know, and that's what we were celebrating on that holiday. But I don't know if as a kid you pay as much attention to that as I probably should.
No, I didn't either. But yeah. I'm just, what bothers me now as time goes by, and I'm in my late 20s, mm-hmm. What I have discovered is that, I mean, I don't think as a kid you even should, unless you have some intense interest in it.
Sure.
But once you're over 21, mm-hmm. At some point, this should mean more than fireworks.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not saying you have to be an historian and dress up in period costumes. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think it's important that you understand, just like at Christmas, we get what that's about even if Santa Claus comes mm-hmm. and you put up a tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we do that on the 4th of July. I don't know if we get why we're shooting off fireworks and why this country is the way it is.
I think if you asked someone to stop and think about it, then they could maybe tell you, but I don't know that that's not why they're lighting off the fireworks, right? I mean, I think that they might know what they should be celebrating, but it's not that they're celebrating that day.
You know what? Light your fireworks off and get drunk. I don't care.
Right, right.
But I'm just saying, at some point that day or that weekend, maybe just look up Ben Franklin on Wikipedia mm-hmm. and read why he was important. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Madison. And get... I don't think people get the intricacies of what went on. That it wasn't just a war. Mm-hmm. That we didn't even have an army. That there was no form of government like this. I don't know if people get that.
I don't think so. I don't think that they do.
And that's depressing.
Whose fault is that, I wonder?
Well, that's America. Like I always said, you know, we talk about the immigration test. I don't think the Americans could have passed that thing.
You're probably right.
So I think the 4th is very important in that way. And that's why on the 4th, I've always thought that it's important to do a show like we did this morning. Mm-hmm. Since I've been in radio, instead of doing the... But we might do fireworks tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. But you got to do that, too.
Yeah. I mean, fireworks is just it's a fun piece of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... You know, it's funny because Memorial Day has morphed over the years. People are much more in tune to the soldiers now on Memorial Day. And not just so much a cookout.
Family and cookout, right.
Right.
I agree.
But the 4th seems to be going directly the opposite direction. We're getting more about family cookout and fireworks and less about, you know... God bless the soldiers, but there wouldn't have been any soldiers, wars, land, or anything to fight for had it not been for these people in the beginning.
Yeah. I think even as a kid, though, I recognized what Memorial Day was about. I mean, honestly, less than I ever did with the 4th of July, I think I definitely knew what the day was honoring and what, you know, what we were there to not celebrate necessarily.
So, on the 4th, you will go to the neighbors.
We don't know. Like, our neighborhood has a little party.
Have they invited you?
Yeah, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, we actually got a thing in the mail, which is kind of weird. We're new to this neighborhood, right? So,
right.
We're just sort of learning.
Well, this is a good way to alienate them.
Right. I mean, we didn't come to fit in.
I'm sure that's true.
Well, with four teenage boys, you know, we're a deal. We bring the party.
I mean, are you really sociable? Because, I mean,
I mean, I will say quarantine changed me. Because, I mean, it's not that we're not. I'm definitely sociable. Like, I love going out and, I mean, and being social with neighbors and friends and things like that. I don't necessarily do like the bar scene thing anymore, but the, you know.
Anymore.
Yeah. I was never.
You're married. Thing. You probably shouldn't be doing the bar thing.
You can still go to a bar when you're married. You can go together. I'm not going there to, like, pick anybody up.
What were you going there for before?
To be social.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's where I go.
Listen, I was younger.
When I want to be social, I say, let's go to the bar.
Sometimes when people say we're going out, they get the wrong impression. I'm good with, like, you know, going out with friends for dinner or doing this and that. Like, that's what I mean.
But
I like
to do those things. Here's your problem.
Oh, you have a problem. What my problem is.
Well, that's why I said that. Okay. Yes, here's your problem. And there's nothing wrong with having the same friends. Mm-hmm. But if everybody agrees with you in your group, you've got to find a new group.
Yeah, we're very diverse. Not everybody agrees with me in the group, in my group.
Oh, good. Do they tell you how it is?
Oh, for sure.
That's what I like. Well, there you go. Oh, right. This is what I feel.
Yeah. No, we have a good group of friends that I do stuff with. Obviously, we're all moms of boys that are around the same age group, but we've known each other for now, like, you know, 15 years.
Like, where have they told you you're wrong? Give me an instance. Because I like to hear this sort of thing.
I mean, we just have differing opinions sometimes, but we're all supportive.
Oh, see, that's wrong. Because, see, like, when I tell you you're wrong, it's just, you're wrong.
Yes, but I can be wrong, but you're not going to disown me. You can still support me.
But I wouldn't support the decision.
Right, you don't need to support the decision. But you can just say, hey, you know what, I don't agree with that, but we're not going to, like, not be friends over it.
Well,
keep going, and that's how my friends are.
You never ruin the friendship over it, but you don't support the decision, and people have problems with that.
I mean, I think you can make it known that you don't support the decision, but I think there's a fine line of just, if you don't support the decision, how are you going, I mean... You can still be their friend.
Let them know every chance you get.
I don't know if that's the best answer. Telling them once how you feel, being done, that's good enough.
I don't know. It's interesting. So then when it finally comes to pass, do you get to say, I told you so? A real friend would tell you they told you so.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing, though, because I see so many people who hang out with the same people because it's a cushion. For them. And friendship should be a cushion in a way. Somebody who's going to come in and agree with you and say that's okay and it's going to be okay and don't worry and blah, blah, blah. But I think you also have to have people who come in and say, listen, you're not living up to your potential. You need to get better. You're not at your height right now. It's time to get it and go. Let's you know, this is too long. Time doesn't last forever.
I don't disagree. I mean, you need those people, but you also need to understand that, you know, why you're at, like, where you are in your life? I don't know. Like, you have to be supportive of where you are, too.
I'm okay where people are. See, here's the thing. It's interesting. Because we are like a village in this world. We come in and we surround ourselves. We choose the people who we're around. And once you choose those people, that's okay. But you have to then not use them as your excuse for something.
Sure.
Because that's when people start coming down hard on the people. Because if you say, well, I can't do this because of Joey, mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say, well, why is Joey there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, your friends are definitely meant to push you. I think good friends do.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so what else you got going on?
I don't really know. Like, today I definitely need to go home, do some outside work, which is fun.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, we moved, so of course, like, we're just getting this new yard, which is just such a process. We've had this yard put in.
It's a process?
Oh, it's a process. But, you know, here we are. We are at the point we can mow it, which is good. But there's patches. It's patchy. We try to fix them. My husband and I don't always agree on how to fix them, because if it doesn't work, I'm just like, let's just find another way. He's like, well, we just have to be patient. And it's not that I'm not patient with it, but I feel like when you're not seeing anything growing, it's maybe time to start something new. Because grass doesn't take all that long to grow.
You're impatient.
No, it's not impatient. It's just like, I feel like there's probably a better way.
You know, patience is a virtue.
I do know patience. I'm a very patient person. You should know this about me. Look what I do for a living.
No, wait, what does that mean?
Now, you should know that I'm very patient. I've worked with you before in a setting in which I have to be very patient.
Oh, with the kids?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so being patient with teens and children is much more my thing than being patient with, like, you, for example. I have have a lot of patience when it comes to...
I'm just waiting for the dick.
...kids, and you were looking at me like, oh, wait, maybe you're not so patient. So maybe I'm not so patient.
Well, I was just thinking, when it comes to me, it didn't take long for you to start arguments and say words that we can't say on the air to me.
Right, because that's you poke a lot. You poke a lot.
That one day you said that awful thing to me, I was not poking at all.
Yes, you were. You had...
I'm even hesitant to bring this up because I'm afraid the word will accidentally come out of your mouth again, and you cannot say this on radio.
I've never said anything inappropriate on the radio.
No, but that in a work setting.
It was an office.
I mean, it was in an office. You turned to me.
No one could hear.
No, it wasn't in front of children or anything.
No.
But you turned to me in a work setting and said something, like I say, I can't even repeat it.
Yeah, right.
And I wasn't... What was I saying that was so horrible that day?
I don't think that's something we can discuss. It was personal. It was personal at the time.
Really, was it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I only said that because I really don't remember what prompted it.
I think it's when you were on the kick of bringing up my writing.
What's wrong with that?
The subject. The subject's at hand, maybe, and I just...
Yeah, why can't I bring that up?
You can. You can bring it up. But, I mean, I think it was one of the... subjects at hand, maybe, if I remember right.
Oh, would you? But that got under your skin that bad.
Don't act like you don't know. Anyway, so yeah, so I'm gonna go home and do some yard work probably, and then.
Wow, my neck almost snapped trying to follow that.
We thought about going to maybe like First Friday in Delaware, just to kind of get out a little bit.
Good, socialize.
Socialize, walk around. You know, we haven't been there since it's back because it wasn't there last year.
Uh-huh.
Have you been there?
Delaware?
Like First Friday when they have like things outside.
I don't believe so.
They shut down the streets on Fridays and then you have like the first Friday, I'm sorry, of each month. And then you can do like, I don't know, there's like little vendors sometimes and little, you know, things that you can stop and shop at or eat or whatever. So maybe we'll do that. That's always fun. Haven't been there this year. I think it started back in May, but yeah.
Here's one for you. I lost my wallet.
Oh.
Yes, last night. And somebody had to bring it to me.
Seems like she found it.
She did. Angie, I lost my wallet. And I got up this morning and I didn't realize that I'd lost it until this morning.
Oh.
And I'm looking around, I'm thinking, where in the world would this be? I didn't need it this morning, thank goodness. But I thought, how in the world did I lose my wallet? It's not in the car. It's not anywhere in the house. Where is it?
Did you have that like moment of panic? Like, oh.
Well, I was just puzzled. Like, you know, in the morning when you're getting ready, you don't have as much time because I got to come here and entertain.
Right.
And so I couldn't stop and look around. Mm-hmm. And I kept trying to think, what did I do with that? And then on the ride here, I remembered, I know where it is.
Aha moment.
Yeah. I thought, that's where it is. So thank goodness. Now I feel safer, now that she's brought it to me.
Good. So you got the security back.
Well, because I have no credit card, I have no debit card, I have no driver's license.
So she brought you lunch and...
She did bring me... It smells good, too, by the way.
Does it? I can't smell it from
here. Smells very good.
She's just the sweetest.
Well, she is, and this is what I keep telling people on the internet. You got to find somebody who can deal with you.
You have to find someone that can deal with you. I 100% agree.
No, everybody's got to find that. Uh-huh. And that's the person who then you let hang around.
I agree.
Because you know, most people are really in it for them.
You think?
Oh, yes, I know.
I think that's how it works. I mean, I don't think that's how it works. When you find that person, it's not how it works. It's not in it for yourself.
All I'm saying is, and I've said this before, and we don't have to go into it, but it takes 3 to 4 years to find out what people are really like.
You're right. I do agree.
Yeah, because people put on a good show for a good long time.
Yeah. Eventually it all comes out.
And it does come out in the end. Eventually you find out who they are. And here's a bad sign. When you look at somebody and you look at their past, because you always learn their past, you say, well, I wonder what happened there. And then you find out. Hi. Ryan. There you go. You have the fare passes, right?
Yes, sir.
Enjoy yourself, Ryan. You going tonight?
I am.
What goes on tonight over there?
I'm not sure what is going on.
I have the tractor pull.
Is it the tractor
pull? Oh, that's the big thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there you go.
Perfect.
I went last night, too, to the steer show. That was pretty interesting.
Oh, was that good?
That's a good one.
Well, perfect.
Absolutely.
Except for the tornado warning.
Oh, that's right. There was a tornado warning last night. Hey, thanks, Ryan. Have fun at the fair. Thanks. There's my friend.
That was nice.
Well, yeah, I'm here helping people.
Yeah.
I sent some people to Zumbezi Bay.
Good thing you got all those answers of the trivia right.
Well, did... Well,
yes, I did get a bunch of answers of trivia right.
You tried to win, but I mean, it's the luck of the draw. It's like the Vax-o-million.
Let me just let everyone in on a secret. It's rigged. There it is.
What's rigged?
I got like 3 answers right, I think. And I still didn't win.
How many people called in that morning?
Not very many.
Oh, liar. So you think it's what?
Rigged,
okay.
Yeah.
Listen,
against
Donald,
me,
it's not against, listen, Donald, it's not rigged against you. It's
basically just rigged against me.
Mm-hmm. No, the point is, I'm sorry, but that morning, who won that morning?
Ryan, probably. I don't know. I got
Ryan just won, yeah. I'm sorry.
I had those tickets in the bag, somehow.
Why do you need fare tickets?
Well, I mean, typically I don't. See, this is the whole thing I have a problem with. I've never had to pay to get into the fair. Well, I mean, I buy a pass, and my kids have passes because we show. And so this year is totally throwing me off because we're not there all week. And so I don't like it, and I'm not used to not being there. I miss it. I enjoy it. So next year, of course, we're going to have animals again. We're going to be back there.
Just well, just go on
off
over.
Off year for us.
You can't right pay there. To get in every day?
I don't want to pay to get in every day.
Well, it's cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be on the cheap.
I'm not on the cheap. I just feel like we should be there. I mean, if you go for 3 days, it's just cheaper to buy a pass, right? I think they're like $25.
I haven't
it's
been.
$8 to get in, which is kind of crazy. I think they raised that price from last year. It's expensive to take a family. When we went the other night, it was just $40 for us to get in.
Well, you have like 17 people.
Well, there was 5 of us that went the other night. So it was $40 just to get in. I don't think that's being cheap. I just think that's being like... You know, thinking that's expensive.
I feel bad because Michelle's not here, and I know she's ill.
She is.
Not that she's listening, but I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I hope she feels better soon. She's been dealing with it for a long time.
Well, because she... Well, I'll talk to her about it sometime, but yeah. I think there's something going on there. Because, you know, my undergrad is in the medical field.
Oh,
yes.
Not a doctor, you
yes.
just like play one on TV.
Well, I mean, I have the credentials. I just don't like to show off.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing you just...
I mean, well, you don't want people bothering you.
Stay humble.
Well, you try.
Right.
Did you ever hear that I'd interviewed Maya Angelou?
No, but I did hear about B. Arthur.
B. Arthur, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very
We've
big.
Got, yeah, big names.
You know, last Saturday, and I watched Dirty Dancing.
Yes, in its entirety.
I did. And tonight we're going to talk about it on the show. But, so this is a little preview for the 8 o'clock show tonight,
okay.
8 to 10. I'm going to tell you, I watched this thing bell to bell, and that's all I'm saying.
You like it.
Oh, listen tonight. And now people said, they called in droves and said, I didn't have the right to criticize that movie until I saw it.
Correct.
I've seen it. So tonight, just batten down the hatches at 8:15, mm-hmm. because I'm going to let it rip, because I've seen this movie.
Right, but you could never, like before, when Michelle and I would try to tell you the premise of the story, you were always kind of like, no, and I'm like, it's not
what you guys said at all.
What do you mean? It absolutely
is. Oh, no, okay. Well, since I'm not saying anything, because I told people I'd save it for tonight, just for the record, you tell me what the movie's about, and I'm going to tell people what the movie's really about tonight.
It's like a coming-of-age movie. She's just graduated high school. She's figuring out who she is. They go on this family trip. Her whole life kind of, you know, is at these moments that she can make her own decisions. She does what makes her happy, not what makes her parents happy, or her dad, more namely, happy. She goes on about this. It's definitely what it's about. It's what we've told you it's about. And you say, no.
That's not what I saw. That's not what I saw in that movie. Oh, no. I saw, well, I just can't get into it because I'm saving it for tonight. But, the things I saw in that movie, oh, man.
I think you went into it really close-minded.
I think they named that movie right.
It was not that bad.
Well, I can't even.
This was set in, like, the 60s, right? So, like, it's a time when, set at a time when all those things were very, like, not talked about.
Here's why I brought this up. Number one, we watched 2 movies last Saturday. One was My Fellow Americans. That was my pick.
Shocker.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Well, then why are you getting all...
Sounds super boring.
It was a comedy.
Sounds terrible.
It was awful. It was good.
Okay. It was awful. You just said it was awful.
Why is it awful that you would say that? You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, it sounds terrible.
It has Jack Lemmon in it. Do you not like Jack Lemmon?
He is funny.
Okay. Ooh.
Was funny.
James Garner?
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd?
He's a classic.
Yeah, so, hey.
I still have no desire to see it, but okay.
It's a good, well, I wasn't going to ask you to. So, it's a good movie, and so I'm watching this movie, and who's in the movie? Wilford Brimley. And I've interviewed Wilford Brimley.
What?
Yes, so I bring this up, and I've interviewed him. So then we pop in this terrible movie, Dirty Dancing, and the first voice in the movie is a DJ, and it's Cousin Brucey. And I've interviewed Cousin Brucey.
I mean, this is honestly like 6 degrees of separation.
It really is. I mean, I can't watch a movie where there's not... I've been around that long now.
I mean, it's celebrity after celebrity for Scott Spears.
But here's what I want to know, because this really comes to you, to be honest.
Okay.
Of all the months in the years now, years, two, right, that I've known you.
Oh, yeah, it's been years. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right. Yeah. And all that time, you keep telling me about this Dirty Dancing movie, mm-hmm. and you never tried to persuade me by telling... You've heard me interview Cousin Brucey. It's the first voice you hear in that movie.
I don't think... I honestly don't think that I realized that. I've seen this movie... I've honestly seen this movie 20 times,
well, just,
and I've seen it
just,
once.
Just watch the first 30 seconds.
We used to watch it every other
week. And he says, this is Cousin Brucey.
I don't think I paid attention.
And he's been on this show. I've never asked him. I'm going to have him on now.
Okay. Let's
Golly.
I need to be there.
Go ahead, caller.
Where are you located? I'm on my way to pick up tickets, and I can't find it.
It's 523 South Prospect. It's right next to where Ann's Carryout used to be, across from Washington Street.
Okay. I'm on Washington Street right now.
Yeah, just pop out at the... If you pop out at the end and park there, you'll see us.
Are you on the same, on the right side of the street or left side?
Right side.
Right side. Does it say private property on the front?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I think she found it.
Yep.
No, but it's Cousin Brucey in the beginning of that film. And I thought that was amazing.
Well, I think if you interview Cousin Brucey, then I should definitely be present.
I've interviewed Cousin Brucey.
And then I can have, like, the 6 degrees of separation put myself back to, like, Dirty Dancing guy.
I've had you on the show.
I know.
The morning show.
Not with Cousin Brucey.
Well, I didn't realize we had to do that.
I think we should.
Who would you like to interview if you could interview anybody?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm here. Thank you. Good question. You say to me. Good question.
Well, there's different, like, genres of people. I don't know if I could just choose one. You know what I mean? Like, I could choose, like, an actor or actress that I would probably pick, or I could choose something. But there's also people in my life that I would choose. I don't know. Pick one.
Who in your life would you want to interview?
I mean, people that, like, it's not just an actor or actress. Like, I mean, of course, if I were to choose, like, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yep.
Oh.
Come on in.
Saved by the Bell.
There you are. Hi. How are you today? Good. Have fun. Thank you. I know. We need to make it bigger out there. I put a sign out there or something. We got to work
on
it.
You do. You do.
Thank you.
Didn't you have a sign you were going to put
on? We do right there, but you know, it's supposed to be hung up high enough to where vandals can't steal it. And we just, I don't think we've gotten that far yet.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
But we're working on it.
Nice.
It's coming along.
It is coming along. Looks good.
Yeah. Now, so who would you want to interview?
Who are we talking? Like...
Anybody. I've interviewed all my people.
You've interviewed... You have... I don't know.
There's nobody left I want to interview.
Really?
Like, no, I mean... See, when I say that, nobody who, like, oh, I really... But somebody will pop up eventually. But there's not, like, I really want to get them. I've done that now.
Somebody who'd be really interesting to interview? Like, that's what you're thinking? Like, you can't...
Yeah, that's what it'll be now. No. Those people, having Brandy Hubbard in here on Tuesday telling the story of her father's death of COVID. Now, that to me, but I would never in my mind go, I want to interview her.
Right. But, I think it was very, she did a very good job of telling that story. Like, my stepdad that passed away a few years ago, of course, it was not COVID related, but it's hard for me now to get through that story. So,
you know, it was so interesting to me because I never, you know, you interview the celebrities and that's fun. And I like that. And you interview politicians. That's fun. I like that. But I could not go anywhere that day. And really this whole week where people didn't come up and say, I was sitting next to my radio crying. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the effect it had on people.
Yeah.
And so many people have requested that interview on the website to listen to it. And I know it was sent to family members. And I ran into her mom who came up to me. I mean, it was just, it was one of those weird moments in time.
She was very easy to listen to, and you could tell that she could, you know, there was, you know, when you've been through something like that, you do kind of, she was like, I can't remember, but you do, you kind of like forget the details, because at the time the details weren't important. It was being there and being in it. So, like, I commend her for being able to tell that story. Like I said, it's been almost 4 years since my stepdad passed away, and it's hard to talk about now.
Well, it's just, she was so brutally honest about it.
She was.
And that, to me, was what made that so compelling.
And to have someone, like, not that I know her, but, like, you know, when you're listening to someone here locally that says, like, this is real, like, this happened, from all the people that say it's not real and it's just a hoax and this and that, I think it was really, I mean, I was not one of the people that thought that, but just to hear someone that it hit so close to home with, obviously, it's makes it all the more, like, real. I mean, you know.
I just can't imagine. I mean, the death is bad enough. Mm-hmm. But to not be allowed to visit them when they're sick, to get a text saying from him saying, I'm scared, and you can't go visit them.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just unimaginable to me what that must have been like.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I heard her say if it were reversed and it were my dad, like, how she wouldn't be able to stop him. And I can totally relate from that. Like, exactly. Like, I don't know how... she didn't get in there. Like, I would have had a hard time.
You can't.
I know, but it's just that, what a helpless feeling.
So what's the most tragic event of your life, since we're on this subject?
I mean, really? We're going there?
Well, what are we talking about here?
I mean, obviously tragedy would
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Okay.
Why is that a bad question?
Because it's so sad on a
getaway. Well, I'm not going to ask you to describe it.
My stepdad passing away was definitely tough. There was no warning. He passed away suddenly. So that was tough. But also, I think when my grandfather and grandmother passed away, those were both, it's all three a real, real tragic days in my life for sure. I was only 21 when my grandfather passed away. I was a month away from getting, or 22, was I? Month away from getting married. So I was 21 getting ready to turn 22.
Which time?
The first time.
Well, I just have to...
I almost let a word fly.
No, I just have to place it in my...
Smarty pants. I was like 22, and it was, you know, to my Luke and Owen's dad, and we were young, and it was tough. Like, he was my person for the longest time. I spent summers with him. He lived here locally. I was so lucky to have him for that long, but I would go to work with him in the summertime. He mowed yards. He was retired. He mowed yards, and that was what I did. I mean, that is what I wanted to. It's what I look forward to doing. Yeah, so
you have a scar on your arm. I've never noticed that before.
Where?
Like, on the front? Like your elbow?
What?
No, I thought there was a scar. Maybe you need to just lean it against the table. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't think I have an elbow scar. I have one of my arms. I burnt it, like, actually at work.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think those are my tragic times. Obviously, death is pretty tragic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what that was a depiction of on Tuesday.
For sure.
Yeah.
She was great. She told that. She did that really well.
Oh, it was a very interesting program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, there are people I still want to interview, but nobody who I can say, oh, that person.
I honestly think when they do, like, they do those, I think the Marian Star, to kind of try to, like, a focus on someone locally, even if their story was about nothing, it told a story of them, and there was always something that was relatable. I think those are really cool, like, interviews.
I think print is very hard, though, to come across the way she did.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I just mean, like, I like think, like, stories that people don't think they have anything to talk about. Like, even you just interview a regular person, clearly they have something that has happened in their life.
Oh, everybody's got a story.
Absolutely.
Sure. It's just if they will tell you their story.
Yeah.
A lot of people are more closed.
Right. Like you. You make me tell the story. I came on here and told my story a couple years
ago. You did.
2 years ago.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did cry. And for the longest time, you
didn't.
You made me choke up.
I choked up. It's emotional.
I don't know. Well, yes, I don't, and that's why I can't figure out why you have such a thing about admitting that you cried that day.
I try not to cry. I didn't cry for a long time because.
But
it's
you did that day.
A little bit. I think it was definitely the first time I'd ever talked about it out loud to that, you know, to that degree. But I was getting ready to go talk about it on a bigger platform, so I had to talk about it here. To start with.
Bigger than this.
It was a little bigger than this, but yeah. Hard to imagine.
I don't know how that happens.
But this is where it started, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, no, I thought, and when I told people that day, because I think we were still working together, mm-hmm. I said, you cried, and because you had previously said you don't cry, and you got very, no, I did not, and but you did. I was sitting there. I was the only other person in the room.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if any, tears actually fell. I definitely got choked up, but... Mm-hmm. It's a weakness thing for me, you know what I mean? Obviously, tragic things happen, but I've dealt with them, and you move forward, and it's hard to talk about sometimes, but it gets easier, and you don't want to, I'm emotionally,
I've tried to cry. I just can't.
I've been there. I know this feeling, but, I regained some of that part of my, I guess it's a, I don't know what it is, an emotion that I shut off. I did regain some of that.
Well, see, I don't remember shutting it off. It just has never been there.
There's people like that. That's quite possible. I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, but...
Well, but I just look at everything in a positive light.
Which is good.
Even the worst things. Mm-hmm. I think, well, this will pass.
Mm-hmm. I can do that to an extent, but I still have emotions if it's something, I get sad about. I mean, I understand that it's going to pass, and I can deal with it that way, but...
I remember when Dunkin' Donuts went out the first time. It was very emotional.
He cried.
Cried. I think that was the last time.
One and only time.
It was very sad. I really liked the Munchkins.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I always you could just go in there and sit in the bar. Sit up at the bar and
very
grab
depressing.
A donut. Right? That was
the
a little
smell.
Depressing. Yes.
The smell was good.
And they don't make the donuts that they used to, I don't think. But they used to, I always got the kind, and it was powder on the outside, but it was filled with chocolate and not jelly. And I don't think they make those anymore because it was so chalky. It was good, and I don't think they make those. So that's sad.
That is sad. Well, there you go. Now you know.
I do.
Yeah.
Your tragic moment, Scott, was
That was it.
That was it. That was the one.
Sure.
The Dunkin' Donuts, most tragic day of your
life. Oh, you have no idea.
Wow. Glad that I shared mine. Mm-hmm. So what's the happiest day of your life?
Let's see. Well, I know when this show ends, I'll be pretty happy.
Right. We're almost there.
This could be the day.
You just can't actually share an emotion. What's your happiest moment? Come on.
I don't know what those... who would know? I don't know. I don't remember every day exactly.
I mean, yeah. You should have a defining moment. Oh my gosh, that was one of the best days of my life. You can kind of think of those.
Let's see.
It's really that tough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've had... most of my days are happy. There are very few days where I have not been able to go to bed happy.
No, that's good. And that's great. But, I mean, there's nothing that stands out that was a really great time in my life. That was a really great moment, something I'm really proud of. I don't know. There has to be something that sticks out, no?
I don't know. It's all kind of gray.
Okay. Well, that kind of stinks. You shouldn't have
gray. But gray is not depressing. Gray is just, it all blends.
I don't know how I feel about that.
What's your happiest day?
I mean, I think the best day is, and I remember everything about them pretty much, is when my kids were born.
Well, sure.
That's easy for me because they were such happy days.
But now take that out of it.
I mean, there's days when I got married. Those are, they're, because they are, and even if they end up not being happy at the time, they're very happy. It's a very happy day. Whatever.
Now, how do the divorce days rank? Where are they?
Well, I mean, to be honest, those turned out to be pretty happy days.
Pretty happy days as well,
yeah.
Sure.
So those are a few that I can celebrate. Those
first
of my kids. And even now, though, I still love birthdays. I still love my kids' birthdays. I still love my birthday. I always make a big deal of it. It's never just another day. Birthdays are my favorite.
Birthdays are okay.
Well, you forgot mine, so there was that.
See, you're going to bring this up, and I know you're just full of garbage.
You forgot. I have told... How many times you know that I love my birthday?
I know that you love your birthday,
but
what I'm saying is you don't care...
I do
that
care.
I did not acknowledge your birthday.
I do care.
I don't think you do.
I've acknowledged yours.
Yes, you have. You absolutely did. But I'm just saying, I know you, and I know you've got a menagerie of people, and you've got your little clicky friends over there, and clicky's a good word.
I literally told Michelle, I was like, Scott did not even wish.
I don't believe that. You're doing this to try to make me feel bad, and I'm not going to let you do it.
Scott, I've known you long enough.
2 years.
Don't have emotion, so I would not be trying to make you sad.
No, I just know, because here's what you did. And I have to tell the audience. See what you've opened up a can of worms for the last 10 minutes of this Independence Day broadcast.
Goodness gracious.
Here's what you did. You said, you didn't even say it to me in the group chat that's been going for 2 years. You said it to Michelle. You said, and Scott didn't even mention, remember my birthday.
Right, right.
And I said, you don't care. Because I really don't think you do.
Of course I care.
And what did you do? You did the shrug emoji.
Yes,
I don't care emoji.
No, no.
The whatever emoji.
Right. That emoji for me at that moment was not, I don't care or whatever. It was, what's your excuse?
No, that's not what that was.
Absolutely.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to make me feel bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'll apologize and say, oh, I'm sorry. But what you don't care. Your kids probably made you breakfast. Your husband probably took you out. He took you to someplace last week, didn't he? You told me you were somewhere.
When?
You couldn't come to this show last week.
Yeah, we were in Cincinnati.
Yeah, there you go.
For, like, my birthday weekend, and then we came home on Saturday, and then, because I like to spend my birthday with my kids.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
But you could have just gotten on.
I don't believe this.
Happy birthday.
I don't believe it.
Anyway. So, yeah, those are the happy days.
Where does this day rank?
It's, I don't know, not up there. It's not up there.
If you really were sad... I would apologize.
So did you really just forget, or did you just, like, not take the time to acknowledge it?
I think it's like a non-entity, to be honest with you. Your birthday, first of all, was on a Sunday.
Right.
Okay, we don't talk on a Sunday.
No, but we message, like, if you have something to say, you would not hesitate. If it was anything else, if you had something to say, you wouldn't hesitate to message on a Sunday.
No,
right,
probably.
Stop. You know. We've had messages before on Sundays about random things.
Right, but I'm just saying, I don't remember this being an issue the previous year. And I don't think I said happy birthday to you the last year either.
We could probably scroll back.
I don't think I did.
Last year.
I'm just not good with that, with birthdays.
So you just want, like, an all-time pass?
I don't know. What are the consequences? What are you going to do? Disown me?
No, but I brought you stuff. I mean, like, and stuff.
You have brought me stuff, yes. Thank you very much.
So
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to disown you. I just, next year, if I don't tell you happy birthday, I'm just going to be like, I get a pass.
Well, to be honest, 2 years ago, I got like a thing.
You did, because we were working together.
Yeah, this year, nothing. No gift, nothing. Squat.
I mean, you got a happy birthday.
Okay.
I acknowledge it. We were working together, though.
But it was kind of a downhill, you know.
If I would have been seeing you that day, then I would have definitely brought something to you. We weren't in the same room that day.
Do you want a fare booked?
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I spent my birthday at the fair for years.
Oh, I bet so.
Yeah. So
isn't that interesting?
It is.
It's fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, it's Michelle. How's it going?
Great. It's funny. I honked going by.
I
didn't hear if I honked on the radio.
Yes. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're driving right now?
Well, yeah. I can drive.
Can you see?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were this ill. I feel bad. I'm sorry.
I'm too far away. I can't read.
Oh, it's up close. Okay, gotcha.
I can't see text messages or anything.
So have you been listening to this fascinating program?
I didn't get to listen to a lot of it. I was at work, and I was busy. Sorry.
I sent you good regards. I said, I hope you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I would like you to have my vision up close back, my left eye.
Yeah, that would be really frustrating.
Well, I bet so. That sounds awful.
I can't read text messages, like, or orders.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Don't read text messages or order.
Well, right, but I mean, how do you get by?
I keep shutting my left... If I shut my left eye and I tilt my phone to the side, I can, like, see it out of my right eye.
Mm. Ooh, that's bad.
I know. It says it can take 72 hours to get your vision back.
That's so weird. It's all, like, from medication, right, is what you're saying?
It's from medication,
She was taking.
Yeah, but I think Scott forgot your birthday.
Oh, I knew you were calling in about
100%.
This. Now, listen... honest on something important to you, do you really believe she cares?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't care.
I mean, Michelle, like, okay, so did I lose sleep over the fact that Scott didn't wish me happy birthday? Of course not, but, like, it would have been meaningful if he would have. It would have been like, okay, so, like, he does care. Granted, you do weird little things now and then to know that Scott cares. He does these random things, right? You're like, okay, he cares. But then, like, a birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen. True. I have no idea. I just don't believe you care, and it's depressing. This is a good lesson to learn for all the listening audience out there. When people try to guilt you into things like this, you have to stay firm.
I'm not guilting you. Listen, like I said, I didn't lose sleep over the fact that you didn't wish me happy. I just said that. But did I realize that you didn't wish me happy birthday? Yes.
Yeah, but who else didn't?
You're one of the important people if she actually thought about it.
Right. I actually thought, you know, Scott didn't reach out today, which is true. That's not guilting you. Like, I don't, like, if you didn't, okay, I don't care that you didn't, but, like.
See, there you go. Ah, there's the truth.
It is, but it would have been nice that you had. I think we're on the level where we tell each other happy birthday,
but you didn't care that I didn't.
Michelle, right? We're on that level.
We're on that level.
Well, what did you do for her birthday?
She was one of the very first people that morning to text me, I can tell you. And she was like, I hope you have a good day. Yeah, well, maybe it was it. Maybe I didn't see it till the morning, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I ain't got that kind of time.
And in the morning.
Yeah. I talked to her a couple times, yeah.
I gave her a hoodie for her birthday, a Stewart's hoodie.
Yeah, my Stewart's hoodie.
Well, I can't talk about that.
Okay. All right, well, I have to go because I have an appointment.
All right, well, feel better.
Ooh, is it a nail appointment today?
What's that?
Is it your nail appointment today?
No, it's a appointment for this.
Oh, okay, even better.
There you go.
Even better. You're right.
Have fun.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye, guys.
You know what's causing our problem, don't you? That Botox. I told you guys about that Botox.
You can't even tell.
She's lost her sight now, and she can't read text messages. It's awful. I said, don't do the Botox. So,
I don't think it was a side effect of the Botox.
Well, I read the can.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. The now, can. In conclusion, as we wrap this up for Independence Day, you just admitted you don't care. And I just want to bring that up, that this is what I said. And you know, maybe next year I'll put it down on my calendar that you are having a birthday in June. But you didn't care. And I knew you didn't care. So when you brought it up, I feel this is guilty.
Here's the thing. I didn't care. I'm not trying to guilt you. I didn't care. But, like, it was one of the things that I realized. So what does that say? Like, it means something.
Who else was on this list?
It was very short.
It was it?
It was, yeah.
Who do you care that wishes you happy birthday?
I don't know. Like, I love my birthday. I love hearing from people. Even, like, the little messages of people just reaching out. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from them
in a
while.
Yeah, but I can't do,
like,
one of those messages.
I have this one friend, and we've gone to school together. We literally went to preschool together. And he and I grew up together. I texted. Right now, like, we're at this point in our lives. He has children that are, you know, freshmen. We have kids that were busy in the lives. But every year, we've never missed a birthday. There's times, like, I look back at our messages and kind of giggled because his birthday is in February, but we literally have only texted each other a couple of years on our birthdays, but we always check in. It's just that thing, like, I never forget his, he never forgets mine, and that's it.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It is, right? But that's one of those friends that you just have. Like, we can...
Right.
Like, and it's also one of those friends you could just pick up with no matter what, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
So those are the people that are fun to wish happy birthday, and I think that's why, I realized that you hadn't, because you're kind of one of those people that we've said, even if I didn't see you for 3 months, I could probably come right back in and sit down and just pick up.
Well, sure, but all I'm saying is, here's the problem with birthdays, and this is it, and this is the problem with anniversaries and weddings and funerals and all these things, is that I believe you should have something to say other than my condolences or congratulations or happy birthday. I think you should have something more to say. And to be honest, I don't know what I would have to say. You know, these big gushy things that people write, oh my goodness, we've been through this and did this and went here and all around. Well, no.
Not necessary. I agree. That's unnecessary.
No. So, but, you know, if I had a good story, maybe I would have said happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you for remembering my birthday and giving me something back in February. Oh, that didn't happen. So I couldn't do that.
You are so ridiculous.
No, but if I had, you know, I would have done it.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. For all the other times that I've randomly brought things or done things.
You're a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the kids out there listening right now, let them know what the 4th of July is all about.
Oh, it is about our freedom and, yeah.
Well, America. You nailed it. Gee whiz. You ought to write that down into a speech.
America, there's our great country and the freedoms that we have and the reasons why we have them. Just keep that in mind when you're letting off fireworks and eating hot dogs.
What's your favorite 4th of July song?
I don't know because I'm not going
to
sing it.
I'm not going to tell you to sing
it. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
it is. A song entered your head there because I saw you smile.
I did.
So I want to hear it. I want to hear this. What is it?
Like the, you know, the grand old flag. It's, yeah, see?
Well,
so,
give me a little bit of that.
No, because I
no, that's patriotic. We got to end the show this way. Hurry up, we're running out of time. Give me a little bit of your grand old flag. Come on. Give me two lines.
You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. Forever in peace may you wave. I'm not singing the rest. That was a couple of lines.
That was good.
It was good.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy 4th of July. I hope you have a great time with everybody, and I hope everybody out there has a great 4th of July. Tune in tonight. We'll talk about the 4th, but also Dirty Dancing is going to be a topic because I have seen the whole thing. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.